Joining me on the hotline is Bruce Springsteen. Bruce, welcome back to East Street Radio.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Happy holidays. Well,
happy holidays to you and yours as well. You had a busy 2024, my man.
Oof. Very busy. But we had a great time. It was just, it was a very special tour. I think the band was at its best. We had a killer show. The audiences were simply the best we've ever had. They were at some city to city. It was consistently, they were just at their peak, you know. We just had so many great shows in different cities. And, of course, we had the Asbury Park show, which was just, for us, very, very special.
Sure, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, seeing a few of the shows this year as well, it seemed like both you and the band and the audience, like the higher you guys got, the more the audience came up as well. It was just you couldn't feel any better just listening to you guys and seeing you guys on stage. It was just great experience.
Yeah, no, I don't know if the audience missed us more or something, but whatever it was good. And it was just, we had so many good nights, night after night after night after night, and so many great and loving audiences. I mean, I'm just thankful. I got to thank everybody that came out to the tour this year. It was just, for me and the guys, it was just, we had the time of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you played a few cities this year that you haven't played in a while, like Las Vegas and San Diego, of course, and then shows over in Europe and in Ireland and all over there. And then the film, of course, Asbury Park being one of the highlights of the year, getting back to the beach where it all started for you and the guys. And of course, the Road Diary film, which was just an absolute treat. That was just amazing to watch and witness all of that.
It's great. You know, I mean, the Asbury Park show, that for me, that went right into the top five shows we've ever done, you know, going back to the beginning. It was just something, the setting, the night, the crowd, you know, the set list that we figured out was just, you know, it was a magic night for everybody in the band, and just way up top in the East Street band. Top shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Bruce Springsteen joining us here on E Street Radio. And that set list for the Asbury Park show, I mean, I think fans have dreamed of the idea of seeing Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band perform, you know, in 2024, songs like Thundercrack and Meeting Across the River into Jungleland on that beach. It was an absolute dream come true for the Bruce fans.
And it was same for us. You know, I didn't know really know what to expect. You know, we tried to make sure the production was as great as it could be. And it was wonderful, you know, just being at that festival with the other bands. And I had a great time sitting in with, Gaslight Anthem. And it was just fabulous, you know. We just had a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. You had sent me a song that I would like to play right now. We can kind of world premiere it together.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about this?
Sure. Slim Dunlap, who I don't know if a lot of people are very familiar with, but he was a member of the Replacements. And he was really a unique guitarist, singer, and songwriter. And one of the deepest and truest rock and roll souls I've ever heard. He has two fabulous solo albums out that I would tell everybody to run out and get. And this is a song from, I'm not sure which record it was. Was it Times Like These?
Times Like This.
Yeah, Times Like This. And cut it for a covers record that, you know, we were just fooling around with and working on in the studio with the band. And it's a song called Girlfriend. So in honor of Slim Dunlap's passing, this is Girlfriend.
Okay.
midnight and you're still so low. We ought to see if we can find you a girl. You've been solo so long, some folks around here think you're in slow-mo. We ought to see if we can find you a girl. She likes you. She said you got cute hair. She loves a laugh. Come on. Hey, we gotta see if we can find you a girl. I'm not saying that you're stupid. I'm not trying to play Cupid. But when you tell me you're not lonely, it's just you and you only. Hey! We gotta see if we can find you a girl. Hey! We gotta see if we can find you a girl. Hey! We gotta see if we can find.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is Girlfriend, a cover of the Slim Dunlap song, which you can find. I actually listened to the original today. It's a great album, by the way. You're absolutely right. People
both
should go out and pick up both
of
his solo records.
Fabulous rock and roll record. Real rock and roll. Yeah. So we send our condolences and our prayers out to his family and his friends, and deeply loved over here on East Street.
So you cut that with the East Street Band. That was my question. So you and the band, when did you record that? Was that recently?
Probably a year ago or something.
Okay.
You know, just in the studio doing things.
Great. That's awesome. Well, you've been doing things as well. I know I've seen you on the set of this film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. I have to ask you, Jeremy Allen White, the actor who's playing you in this film, having been on the set, is it weird to watch someone else pretend to be you? I mean, I think it would be rather strange, don't you think?
A little bit first, you know, but you get over that pretty quick. And Jeremy is such a terrific actor that you just fall right into it. You know, he's got an interpretation of me that I think, the fans will deeply recognize, and he's just done a great job. So it's I've had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun being on the set when I can get there.
Yeah, he's a tremendous actor. We're all looking forward to the film coming out. And he's also, I believe, I read that he's singing in the film. So he's singing, you know, he's singing like you in this, which is going to be exciting to see.
He sings very
well. Oh, good. Great.
Great.
So,
Jeremy Strong and Odessa Young, there's a tremendous cast of people. They cast the film beautifully. So it's very exciting.
It was very exciting. We're looking forward to it. I hopefully it comes out in 2025. I mean, they're filming all over New Jersey, which is really cool to see. And so you've got 2025, you've got dates in Europe, the rescheduled dates, which people are looking forward to. I'm going to try to get over there and see you as well. And there was one last thing I wanted to mention. There was a press release that went out the other day that was highlighting the year of 2024 with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And it did say something about music that we've never heard before coming in 2025.
No.
Can you provide us any hints onto that?
There will be. That's my hint.
Okay. I had to ask because I saw that press release and everybody got excited about it, so I thought I would ask. So we're very excited.
I didn't really put anything
that
out about it. I read it in the papers myself, and I said, "Oh," but I don't want to get into it too much because we're not ready to completely talk about it yet. But there will be, we've got some nice release for the next year.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it, Bruce. And listen, thank you for the time. Thanks for calling in. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thank you.
Happy holidays to all the fans, friends. Thank you for your dedication to the E Street Band all these years. Have the best Christmas possible. And my request is Blue Christmas from the Asbury Park Casino Show.
Sounds great, Bruce. Thanks again. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye, Jim.
Bye.
Your program has ended. Thanks for listening. Continue exploring the SiriusXM app to discover more from your favorite artists and channels.